WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
The U.S. House is set to vote today on the latest round of pandemic relief funding. It adds up to $1.9 trillion for extended unemployment benefits, direct payments to families and individuals, and help for local and state governments and schools. Illinois is set to receive $13.2 billion, with nearly $2 billion of that going to Chicago once the measure is signed by President Joe Biden. Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy and Governor J.B. Pritzker are joining us to talk about the relief package and how the funding will be used here. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Governor.
One of the biggest things on most people's minds is getting vaccinated against COVID right now. Governor Pritzker, will the relief bill help pay for getting shots in people's arms?
Well, as a matter of fact, that's one of the most important things that it does. It provides some support for states to make sure that we can get people to their vaccinations, that we can provide the kind of vaccination coverage all over the state. This is a very large state, 57 to 58,000 square miles of Illinois, and we need to get to every single one of our residents. So those dollars will really help us to open up our mass vax sites across the state, as well as to work with our local public health departments who are on the front lines of getting people vaccinated.
Congressman Krishnamoorthy, the relief package is expected to send out checks of $1,400 to most Americans. And assuming this passes the House today, which it is expected to do, how soon can people expect to see those checks either in the mail or in their bank accounts?
I think in very short order, because the Treasury Department has already sent checks to many of these people and direct deposited it in the past. This is going to be a huge day for Americans. $1,400 for people making up to $80,000 as single filers, and $160,000 as joint filers. So it's going to help a lot of people.
Congressman, you were on the panel that helped hammer out how much money was going to go to state and local governments, and this was not a popular part of the bill with Republicans, all of whom are saying they are going to vote no today. Why did Democrats stick with this?
Because it's essential for making sure that state and local governments don't have to engage in tax hikes or service cuts. 1.4 million workers have already been laid off, including first responders who are essential for fighting the coronavirus. And what this aid does is it helps them to fight the coronavirus and to help save the economies of all our states. And I should just say that, six states saw their revenue decline by more than double digits. Four of them are Florida, Texas, North Dakota, and Alaska, which are not blue states. They're states that are run by Republicans. And so I would just urge my colleagues on the other side to consider what their states are going through and to help them.
Governor Pritzker, Illinois' finances have taken a real beating in the last year. So how will this money from the stimulus bill help shore up the coffers here?
Well, it's very important to us. We unfortunately had to go several billion dollars into debt to cover the challenges that we saw at the very earliest part of this pandemic. And then there have been areas of revenue where we've seen losses. And then in addition to that, our bill backlog arose in part because of expenses related to COVID-19. So all of the money that's coming in, is very helpful for us to both pay back the debts that we had to put on the books because of COVID-19 and to help us to stimulate the economy to make sure that we're bringing back the jobs. And most of the jobs, of course, that we're trying to bring back are people who make under $40,000 a year These are, you know, relatively low wage workers, and they were hurt the most. It was the wealthiest people that did the best under, unfortunately, over the last year of coronavirus.
It has been an especially tough year for school children and their parents and teachers because of the pandemic. And there is some money in the relief package meant to help with that, about $5 billion for Illinois. So, Governor Pritzker, how do you expect to spend that to help kids who've fallen behind?
Well, most of that goes directly to school districts, so they get to make the choices for themselves. What I have said to school districts is it's extraordinarily important that they, number one, make the environment at school safe for teachers and students and really everybody that's interacting in the schools in Illinois, but also to make sure that we get our kids back in school to the extent that that's possible in most places. And I believe that it is. As our numbers have fallen dramatically, the number of cases and hospitalizations and people in ICU beds and of course deaths, as all of that has fallen and as the number of people vaccinated has risen, it gives us the opportunity to finally get our kids back in school. So that's what that money's intended for. That's what I believe most school districts will use it for.
And Governor Pritzker, 1 year ago yesterday, you declared all of Illinois a disaster area as coronavirus was beginning to spread in the Midwest. We've had a year. It's been a fast-moving disaster. Is there anything looking back that you might have done differently?
Oh, I'm sure that if I examined day by day everything that we had to do, that there are things that I might do differently with what I know now rather than what I knew then. But the truth is that we were in an emergency, and we had to make decisions without much help from the federal government. In fact, early on, we were getting almost no help at all, and I had to fight for everything. We didn't have PPE. We didn't have advice from CDC that was reliable early on. So we had to rely on everything here in Illinois that we knew to do. So, again, as we move forward, we didn't have three waves of coronavirus. Our response to the virus was good enough that we were able to avoid a second, what most people had is a summer second wave. And we still had two big waves of coronavirus, but as a major global center like New York, like Los Angeles, we thought that it would be much worse. But the mitigations that we put in place and the way that the people of Illinois reacted to those, which is quite well, allowed us to avoid the kind of disasters that we saw early on in New York and late in Los Angeles. Now, I'm still, you know, I'm knocking wood when I say this because we're not through this yet. And we should not think that we are done with coronavirus because, you know, the country has 20% of the population with first shots in their arms. And we still have many, many tens of thousands of cases across the country. Here in Illinois, we're averaging around 1,500 cases a day. Now, that number's dropping, but I'm very proud of where we've been and where we're going.
Governor J.B. Pritzker and Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, who will be voting today on the final House vote on the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill for COVID relief. Thank you both gentlemen for joining us this morning.
Thank you.